My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Everyone, welcome to the People Building Podcast. And let me start off by saying thank you so much for all of the love and appreciation that I got on my Facebook channel for all of the bloopers that went out last month. That was very funny. Let me begin by reminding you that if you are not already subscribed to this channel on YouTube, then to go ahead and click the red subscribe button. Make sure you click the notifications bell so that you get notified the next time I upload a video. And you may as well go ahead and click the little thumbs up button to give it a like. Or if you are listening on iTunes or some other podcasting platform, then do subscribe and make sure that you give it a 5-star review. Maybe leave a little comment about what it is that you love so much about these little insights into the weird and wonderful world of people building. And I will then be, I don't know, fulfilled, happy. Probably none of the above, but it's worth a shot and I appreciate you trying. All right, let me tell you what we're talking about today. I actually want to explore one of the presuppositions of NLP today, because this has been one that has been challenging for me in the past, sometimes continues to be a challenge for me, but also is one that I've stumbled across worded in a slightly different way in a book that I have been reading too. I have a feeling that I have referenced this book in the previous podcast. So the book is called Daring Greatly. It's by Brené Brown. So she is the lady that did the TED talk about vulnerability and shame. If you haven't seen those, then definitely go see them. And right now there is a Netflix special where she is given a talk to a large audience where she also references the TED talks. My advice would be go watch the TED talks first on YouTube, hop on over to Netflix and then watch the Netflix special there. So here's the presupposition that I want to talk about. By the way, if you don't know what the fuck I'm on about when I say presupposition, in NLP we have a list, depending on which NLP school you go to, somewhere between 13 and 16 usually, statements that are really referred to as convenient beliefs. So they don't always work as being technically true, but if you believe that they are, then it tends to make your life feel a bit better and for you to feel a bit better about yourself and the rest of the world. So these presuppositions are almost like a bit of a code of conduct, if you like, that as NLPers we like to subscribe to. So here is the one that I want to talk to you about today. Everyone is doing the best they can with the resources that they have available to them. Now, in the book that I mentioned, in Daring Greatly, it's stopped at everyone is doing the best that they can. In NLP language, we add on with the resources they have available to them in that moment, because we like to be a bit more specific about these things. Now, I remember having a conversation with someone about this a little while ago, where it's one of these presuppositions that I know it. Like, I know it. And I know that fundamentally I believe it. There are just some days when I struggle with it, because you know what it's like. Sometimes you see what someone is doing and think, really? Is that the best you can do? And the answer internally is, no, I don't think it is the best they can do. The truth is that when we are thinking about the best that they can do, they may be able to do better, but as the NLP presupposition says, with the resources they have available to them at that particular moment. Because we all have more power, more skill, more intelligence available to us than we perhaps tap into from one moment to the next. And there might be certain things that we're thinking, certain emotions, certain memories that are getting in the way of us being able to really utilize all of the skills, all of the power that we have within us at that moment in time. So I was actually speaking to a teacher about this presupposition, and I said, well, here's an idea of what NLP peers about, this is one of our presuppositions. And it was really quite interesting because they referenced students in their response and said, I don't think they're doing the best that they can. I see my students behaving this way and I know that they can do better. Or I see them only putting in this much effort and I know that they can do better. And I think in hindsight, what I perhaps did was I used the daring greatly version of the presupposition, which is everyone is doing the best that they can, rather than the full NLP version, which finishes off with the resources they have available to them in that moment in time. So if this is one that maybe is bending your mind right now and you're having that moment of sitting there going, really? Is everyone really doing the best that they can? Because I don't think they are either. Then in the book, Daring Greatly, there is a nice way in which you are able to maybe gain a bit more perspective on what this presupposition means. Now, I'm going to put it into Gemma language. I'm not going to directly reference how it's mentioned in the book because how it's talked about in the book really is in more of a religious context. And I am not a religious person, so it doesn't work for me to think about it like that. So I've come up with my own framing, which is what I wanted to share with you today. So here is the sort of additional question, if you like, that if you yourself or someone you're interacting with is struggling with the idea of someone doing the best that they can at that given moment, then here's an extra thing that we can throw into it that maybe just gives us that broader perspective on things. So let's imagine that there is someone where you are thinking to yourself, there is no freaking way they are doing the best that they can right now. I know that they can be doing better and they are not. Here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine that their soul could leave their body and that it could float out of them and sit down with you and have a conversation with you about the significant experiences and memories that they have that are affecting them right now, about the aspects of their life that are playing on their mind that you didn't even know existed for them, about the worries that they have, about the stresses that they've got, the bad things that they think about themselves, the self-defeating voice that's in their head, the self-deprecation, and all of the things that really hold them back and prevent them from being the best that they could be. I want you to imagine that their soul floats out of their body and has a conversation with you where it tells you about all of these aspects of their personality that you didn't even know that they had. And once you've heard that stuff from them, could you then honestly tell yourself that they're still not doing the best that they can? And that is what I wanted to share with you for today. So, thank you very much for both watching and listening. And I hope that you take advantage of that thought to ponder when you consider that perhaps everyone really is doing the best that they can with the resources that they have available in that given moment. And I will speak to you all next month. But for now, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Now I've lost the ability to talk, haven't I?
I'm still stuck to my chair. Fucking Velcro.
It's the flouncy skirt. It's causing some problems today.